Each year we chat with the Sailing Vision Trust and we learn all about the sailing events they put on to get more blind and partially sighted people on the water. There's a great event each year which takes place for a whole week and it's enjoyed by complete novices as well. Now Will Bridge is going to tell us about the organisation and the next event, and we also have Vicky with us who's going to chat about being a participant. Will, come to yourself first of all. The organisation itself, although you've had a recent name change in the past couple of years, it has been around for quite a while.
Sailing Vision Trust, although a new name, has taken over an event formerly known as Blind Week, which has been around more than 40 years. Yes, Alan. So we are trying to inject a whole range of new initiatives into what is a long tried and tested event, which has, as you said, got many, many visually impaired people enjoying the freedom of the sea.
You have people who come back year on year, Will, but you also have novices and you also look for people to come who perhaps even haven't stepped on a boat before. So what's the week like? What's in store for people?
The week takes place on a group of 20 to 25 sailing yachts, largely belonging to private volunteer skippers, 30, 35 feet long. 20 or 25 of these boats gather together at a particular location with skippers who are trained to help visually impaired people to not just come aboard and be passengers on the boat. It's all about learning the skills of running the boat, pulling the ropes, trimming the sails, and steering the boat so that eventually they do get that feeling of freedom of the sea as they begin to take more and more of the responsibilities for a sailing event, which runs over a week, takes the boats and their crew for overnight stays in marinas and harbours and anchorages up and down the south coast of England, alternating between Southampton and Solent, and then the next year, the West Country, Cornwall. We don't sail 24/7. We stop in the evenings by and large, and at the anchorage or the harbour or the marina, the boats tend to be rafted together so that the visually impaired and the sighted crew, they can all mix and mingle in a very social way. So social side is equally important, as is the domestic side, learning to live on a small boat, make your own bunk and muck in with the galley and all the rest of it. So that's all part of the event.
And we have Vicky with us as well. Vicky, what attracted you to this? Because you've been a couple of times now.
I think because it's an integrated event. So it's sighted and visually impaired, all on a boat together, all with the same aim, which is to enjoy a week afloat. And I think it ticks the boxes for many different reasons, as Will mentioned, but absolutely loads of fun.
How did you find, you know, getting to know your way around the boat for the first time when you went on, and then, you know, as Will said, you know, you're engaged with the ropes and the rigging, and you know, you're helming and piloting the boat as well.
A boat is an easier environment in some ways than walking in through somebody's front door. But when you climb aboard a boat, you've got a pointy end, the bow, you've got a blunt end, the stern, the back of the boat, and everything tends to be in similar places. It's all kind of kept fairly neat and tidy. So when you put your hands out, you know what's going to be there. Nobody's going to suddenly put a table, you know, in the way or move chairs around. There's something to grab hold of. So every time you go to move or turn, you know, a boat inherently has lots of handholds on it. And out at sea, there are no steps. So the water is a level playing field. The water is flat. So again, once you're on the boat, once you're sailing, then, you know, a lot of the hazards for a visually impaired person, you know, aren't there. You know, obviously there are new things to learn and new things to discover and new challenges, but it isn't the scary environment that some people might think of.
What about, you know, when some of the newbies or if they're completely blind as well, how do they sort of steer the boat and things like that? I mean, there's sighted help there, but do you use technology as well?
So it's a little bit of both. So there is technology that can help. So there are audio compasses. They've got some fantastic tactile maps with some speech assistance on them. But actually, being on a boat, you have the wind. And the wind, especially when you're helming the boat, when you're steering the boat, the wind is your best friend, because the wind tells you where the boat is pointing at that moment. So whether you've got the wind in your face or you've got the wind on the back of your neck, then tells you where the boat is pointing. So you might be traveling down the coast and you know you're going to spend all day with the wind on the back of your neck, and therefore where that wind shifts on your body tells you where you've your new position as to where you've pointed the boat. But alongside all of that, you have the other people on the boat and you're there as a team, as a group, and that's the same with any task, whether you're pulling up a sail, you're doing it as a team, or if you're stood on the helm, you've got the skipper or the first mate, stood beside you, feeding back as to the course and any course adjustments, or giving whatever support you want.
What was it like after your first week then when you went to the sailing for the first time? What was your overall experience, would you say?
I came away with more friends than I started with. I came away with knowledge and information. Every time any of us steps on a boat, we always learn something new about the sea, learn something new about sailing, and that goes for novices and experienced sailors. I came away knowing with tips as a visually impaired person, I'm totally blind. So I came away thinking, oh, I need to go and download that app. It might be nothing to do with sailing, but it came up during a conversation, in the evening. But friendships, I came away with so many friendships, and it's good fun.
You've pretty much answered, I think, my next question, Vicky. I was going to ask you if this is something that you would recommend to someone, say who's completely blind, has never stepped on a boat before, what would you say to them?
If you are interested in joining a group of people, it's a safe environment. There is so much support there, and all anybody wants is for you to enjoy yourself and have a good time. So it's very much on your own terms. If you want to be challenged and pushed, and actually that's who you are, you want to try something new, then absolutely you'll be given those opportunities. But if for you, it's about actually somebody describing the scenery to you, the chance to discover a bit of the coastline, nice food, nice friends, then that's what you could get out of it. And I think that's the really interesting thing, is it works on so many different levels for all ages, young and old, and raise a glass in the evening.
Well, you mentioned you've got a sail coming up next year. What are those details and what do you look for in the sailors? What kind of things do they have to do even to find out more about it or get registered?
In 2024, the big event, the 1 week event, comes back to the Solent, to Lymington actually, near Southampton, between Saturday the 29th of June and Saturday the 6th of July. More than 100 people will gather on 20 to 25 boats on that Saturday the 29th of June for a week's sailing around the Solent, possibly over to Poole and Weymouth, and back again for finishing on the 6th of July. To find more information about it, well, the Sailing Vision Trust's website's a pretty good start. That's www.sailingvision.org. Or if you're already sold and you want to say, put me on your mailing list and tell me about it when you open for applications, then the address to email is pretty straightforward too. It's mail@sailingvision.org. If you're quick off the mark and you do one of those two things now, you will get a invitation to apply on the 1st of January. And then at that point, when you get that invitation, you've got 2 months to make a decision to put your application in. And the that 1st of January mailing from us gives a whole lot more information about the arrangements for the event, travel and all the rest of it.
Fantastic. And let's hope more people do take up the opportunity to get on the water. Good luck with the events. Throwing to Will and to Vicky. Thanks for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.